The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, you are. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous day in the Washington metropolitan area, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. I intend to, but after the program, and make sure if you decide to walk out and about, take us with you and walk down the road and listen to the things that will actually help you. Got a really special program for you today, one that is a little different in a couple of different ways. One, we're going to actually record this in a way in video conferences so it can be on our podcast, and you'll be able to find that by going to either RozelleRadio.com or go to DrTomRozelle.com, and you'll find it in either direction. But let us know what you think and see how it works out for you. Having said that, I have two very special guests today, two of my doctors from the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dr. Jerry Cowart and Dr. Marquise Rivera. And we're going to have a very special presentation this Wednesday evening coming up on stress patterns. And we're going to talk about something called the seven signs of stress and where they initiate from, how they come about. And we all know in the world of craziness, as we've had over the last year and a half, 20 months or so, we've had a little bit of stress, and there's a major impact on body systems and what happens, and ultimately the sequela, the I don't feel good, the emotional breakdowns, the suicides that have been going on, the symptoms that have been showing up because of the stress patterns that we're under. We know there's three things that cause anything: structural, chemical, emotional. We mean by that is injury, biochemical imbalances, and the thoughts that you think. But having said that, let's get into the program, because I think you're going to find this great. But also give us a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I'd love to take your questions on anything. It doesn't have to be pertinent to what we're talking about. But if you have a question, call us, and let's see if we can put it together for you. Dr. Rivera, Dr. Cowart, welcome to the program. This is the first time we've ever done anything like this, and so you get to be the initiators of something new and different. Welcome.
Thanks for having me again. Always a pleasure.
So listen,
100% pleasure to be here.
So let's kind of move this forward in, you know, a very applicable way. You know, this year has been really a year and a half or more, and it continues to be so, quite a stressful pattern that brings impunity to individual decision making, and people are stuck in, oh my God, what do I do next? But that comes down to all kinds of conditions, if you will, that are not necessarily ones that they can identify as where they came from. But when we look at it from a platform of an applied kinesiological approach, meaning that there's three triggering mechanisms and everything that happens, happens for a reason. Let's talk about that a little bit. Dr. Cowart, take us through the situation. You know, what are people looking at relative to health conditions right now that may have just suddenly exacerbated, become worse, or, you know, suddenly have shown up where they weren't there before? And obviously there may have been some initiators, and, you know, how do we look at that? We talk about, you know, seven signs of stress. We talk about structural, chemical, emotional, and, you know, let's start out the conversation, because I think this is a very interesting one that people really aren't familiar with.
Yeah. So when people are trying to evaluate, like, what happened, when did it happen? Most of the time, like, I don't know when it happened. It just is here now, and now I'm having to deal with it. Oftentimes, if people are starting to ignore any of these seven signs of stress, which we'll go into, those are usually the early signs that people tend to ignore before you start getting that pain patterns like your check engine light. So if you actually can start paying attention to and becoming more aware of these seven signs of stress, then that will give you a better clue. And okay, maybe you need to start looking into your health more closely sooner rather than later. The seven signs of stress, if we want to go ahead into the punchline, if you will, you can look at people with headaches, chronic fatigue issues, any kind of pain patterns, tension, especially going into like the shoulders and the neck, low back area, any kind of sleep problems and insomnia, any kind of digestive troubles, any kind of allergies, sinus problems, things of that nature. And then, you know, your typical irritability, mood swings kind of deal. All those things are what we consider the seven signs of stress that may tell you that there's some other stuff going on that you may want to start paying attention to sooner than later.
Dr. Rivera, when it comes to these triggering mechanisms, which is something that you see on a regular basis, I mean, from headaches, you know, to allergy reactions, to gut problems, to you name it, they show up. Is there anything that you notice that you see that kind of, you know, shows up first, you know, particularly in the environment that we're in, or are they just a commonality that it can happen just because, you know, a person is more predisposed to one or the other?
Yes, actually, there's very much variability when it comes to how everyone adapts to the seven signs of stress. Especially yesterday, Dr. Carrot and I were actually at a festival in Vienna, and we were seeing just the different gait patterns. We were really observant on just walking. You know, we were saying hi and inviting people into our tent and communicating. But at the same time, we were very observant on the gait patterns, how people were stepping, as well as like posture itself. You know, if someone has a slumped posture, it kind of essentially identifies as a psychological depression, right? So like those stressors that they're constantly bombarded with, like we tend to see that in a postural base, musculoskeletal rigidity, if you will. And we saw that yesterday with like several people. And then, you know, it manifests differently in everyone. Everyone is different, but we tend to see those changes. And it's specifically like when it comes to the chemical imbalances that later comes in, we tend to see more of the headaches, the fatigue, the tiredness, and you eventually see that in the postural imbalance as well.
You know, when you're looking at a patient that comes in and, you know, they said, I've never had any problems in my life, but all of a sudden now I'm manifesting these things. And so my question is stress itself in this short period of time that we're talking about something that's causing it, or is it a triggering mechanism, something that is underneath it and has been breeding for a period of time?
Oh, absolutely. It's a trigger mechanism. It's a trigger sequela of many imbalances that are going on. So we tend to see that very much. And especially in our office, as we apply the triad of health, you know, the chemical, the structural, and the mental, emotional balance, we tend to see that each side of those triangles eventually trigger the other, right? Are you eating healthy? You know, that can trigger some sluggishness in your intestinal tract. Therefore, that will create sluggishness in your nervous system. It's like that brain, body, body, brain communication is always, always firing in levels we don't even understand. The science is still trying to discover that, but we're seeing that it's immense activity that we're seeing on fMRIs, and we're seeing so many of these studies. So,
you know, it's interesting to watch people today because they're getting sick for a lot of different reasons. And we can talk about, you know, lifestyle, which is what we're talking about, structurally, chemically, emotionally. Somebody gets hurt, affects the nervous system. We're looking at biochemical imbalances, bioelectrical, if you will, because of all the garbage that's around us. And the third is the decision-making process of what the mind does. It's not the chemistry of the mind. But having said that, you know, how do we distinguish between somebody who has been exposed to a viral pattern, whether it's COVID or a variant, or, you know, what we forget about is the influenza bug is out there, and suddenly somehow it disappeared last year, but it's out there, and it's out there every year, and colds and respiratory problems and so forth. So these things come about. So are the stressors are the ones that bring about the symptom process, or is this the exposure of the bug that causes the symptom process to come about?
Great question. You know who reminds me of? Louis Pasteur, the French microbiologist. He had said, it's the microorganism that results in infection and sickness. But his friend, Mr. Bernard, had said, in contrast, it's actually the terrain of the human body that needs to be strengthened. So therefore, you won't have to worry about the pathogens, the microorganisms. So referring back, looking at a bird's eye view, we're seeing that you have to strengthen the human anatomy, the processes, the chemical effects that are happening in a microcellular level. If you strengthen that, you strengthen your own terrain, your blood, your vascular system, you're going to be healthy, you're going to be fit, right? So that's why it's huge. It's a huge topic now that we're seeing that, especially with this pandemic we're currently dealing with, that we're not seeing that anywhere in the media, how to really build your immune system rather than...
No, not at all. You know, and that's the unfortunate part about it. And you quoted Pasteur as saying that, you know, it's the bug that causes a problem. And then everybody forgets the intermediary of, you know, how he was influenced. But on his deathbed, he actually said he was wrong, that it's not the bug. It's the terrain. It's the body. It's the body's susceptibility to, you know, the environmental, whatever it is, that's going to ultimately manifest itself in the symptoms of respiratory problems, inflammatory reactions. If people have been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live forever, they will hear me say that it's about the inflammatory reactions that are caused by, and then we go into the pathways. Dr. Coward, let's talk a little bit about the neurological implications and how the body then begins to not be able or able to fight these insults, if you will. So how important is the integrity of the brain communication to the nervous system? So the brain is central, the spinal cord is central. Then you have a peripheral. You have 31 pairs of nerves that come off the spine and go to the different organ systems. Does that have anything to do with what we were just talking about as far as the predispositions, if you will, to symptom processes evolving and making us, you know, showing us that we're sick, not making us sick, because the symptoms are the result of something that's taken place?
Right. I think this question alone can probably be its own radio program and in-house lecture, quite frankly. So basically, if you have any kind of insult to the body, if you have structural injury, if you've got biochemical overload, whether it be dietary patterns or constant exposures to environmental toxins, you've got the mental, emotional stressors throughout the life that you're not managing appropriately, all that is going to break down your body physiologically, neurologically, and things of that nature. When we're talking about the structural components and the neurological components, all of those insults, if you will, to the body, or stressors, if you will, to the body, will cause, obviously, in our world, this chiropractic subluxation, those small misalignments within not only the spine, but elsewhere in the body, anywhere that's a joint, that causes a neurological aberration, meaning some negative input into to your nervous system, causing a negative output into the rest of the body.
You know, so what I like, I'm going to hold you for a second so people, and I want you to get back into it. What people have to understand is your brain is a mainframe. That's your hard drive, and it communicates with everything else in your body. And you have a spinal cord, which is your coaxial cable, and then you have nerves that go out and hit targets. The targets are muscles and organ systems, so you have to have a clean communication between the two. We're coming up for a break, and I want to get back into this in much more detail, because it's super important relative to how the body expresses itself. You're listening to a very different program, one that is actually going to be videoed, and you'll see it on our podcast, drtomrozelle.com. You can find it there. My guests today, Dr. Marquise Rivera, Dr. Jerry Coward, they're going to be doing an in-house presentation this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing. We'll talk to you more about that when we come back after some very important messages. Don't go away.
History heard here on Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. Indeed, we are today in this beautiful Washington day. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. Love to take your calls, your questions on anything you have in mind. I have a really different program today, and what we're doing is we're doing a three-way instead of a two-way and instead of a one-way. Dr. Jerry Coward and Dr. Marquise Rivera are my guests. And not only that, but this program is being videoed as well. So you'll be able to find it. Not only like you can find all of our podcasts, you know, our radio programs on RozelleRadio.com, but you'll also be able to see this one. So we're going to tweak it for you. You know that we've started a weekly podcast, drtomrozelle.com. It's actually Ageless Health. with Dr. Tom Rozelle, and you can find it either way. You can go to any of our websites, and it should be there for you. And let us know what you like. Let us know what you want to hear, and give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to talk about it. We're talking about the 7 signs of stress, and that's going to be the topic of our in-house program this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. We're about half a mile right off the National Capital Beltway, really easy to get to. It's 7 o'clock Wednesday evening. Love to have you as our guest. We'd love to show off our facility because it's a beautiful place and, you know, take you on a guided tour, if you will, if you'd like to after the program. But this Wednesday evening, Dr. Cowart, Dr. Rivera will be tag teaming that presentation as they are conjoining today on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, Docs. Dr. Cowart, before we broke, you were talking about how the nervous system affects body's immunological function. And as we're talking about these 7 signs of stress, and we'll get back into that more in the second half of the program. But why don't you take us through that pattern?
Yeah. So as we were talking about before, is that your neurology is one giant system of input and output. So if you're constantly being influenced by any external factors, while it be kind of any kind of injury, dietary patterns, emotional stress, all those things can all have a negative input into the body. We know that the nervous system controls everything else in the body. So if your nervous system is negatively being affected, it's going to have a negative effect outward into the rest of the body and organ systems. And that's when you really start to see these signs of stress that we've been talking about. And so those are kind of your first kind of red flag saying, hey, you know, something needs to be taken care of here. Now, when we're talking about the nervous system, there's 2 main parts of the nervous system to talk about, one being your sympathetic nervous system and your second one being your parasympathetic nervous system. Your sympathetic nervous system is that stereotypical flight or fight mechanism. That's where you see the bear and you have to make a decision. Unfortunately, in the United States, a lot of people live within this nervous system and it can really crash the system and crash the system hard because it's not supposed to be used all day, every day, unfortunately, like it is for many, many people. The second part of that nervous system is your parasympathetic. That is your rest and digest, if you will. So that's where a lot of times you should be staying in within that nervous system. That's how your body heals over time. That's how your body maintains homeostasis over time and how your body completely just stays basically in perfect harmony. When we have any kind of insults to the structural components, the biochemical components, the neuroemotional components, and you start to see these different signs of stress, that's going to drive your body more into that sympathetic, that fight or flight mechanism, and take your body out of that rest and digest, that healing mechanism that is your parasympathetic.
Dr. Rivera, we're talking about fight-flight phenomena. We're talking about the body's inability and ability to protect itself. And so these 7 signs of stress, that we're talking about and will be the subject of your presentation this Wednesday evening, how is that affected? We're basically, what I'm gleaning from this is that the body doesn't go into a parasympathetic reset, if you will, a healing process, that we're destined to show symptoms, which are the manifestations of underlying conditions. So my question is simply this. If we have a body that's constantly in a state of sympathetic overdrive, why can't it shift off when it needs to go into the healing process of that parasympathetic phenomenon? What happens? Is it just a constant overload, or is it the body's inability to be able to do that after a fashion?
Yes, let's tackle this from the triad of health perspective. You know, when it comes to the 7 signs of stress and what the body tends to morph, if you will, into, is we're tending to see that muscles start to stiffen. You know, you lose, and through time, you lose that afferent proprioceptive input from the muscle fibers that you get this bombardment of the nervous system, bombardment of the chemical processes, and you essentially become toxic. And so constant stress can create a lot of cortisol, adrenaline. Those things start to secrete in a chemical level, and then your body can't, and it's happening in an expense of other systems too, like your insulin, your sugars, like those processes start to malfunction. So you tend to see a whole system, chemical, structural, mental, emotional, because all this is related. It's interrelated when it comes to the constant bombardment of outside stressors, worrying about your next day, or even stress of not being able to sleep. And sleep is one of the primary things that in our office we tend to ask into for our patients, like, are you sleeping? Because if you're not sleeping deeply, you're not going to heal. You're not going to heal. And we're constantly bombarded by iPhones, iPads, blue lights, and, you know, that's constantly stimulating our nervous system. Therefore, we won't secrete melatonin. Therefore, melatonin. It's a whole sequela thing that tends to happen. And we see that. We see that. And that's that system Dr. Coward was mentioning, that parasympathetic, sympathetic, yin yang balance, if you will. It's what happens energetically and naturally within our system. And if we bombard it with outside stressors, foods, chemicals, thinking negatively, right, those things can chemically affect our body.
Well, we're coming up to a break. And so what I want to do is I want to make sure that we continue this conversation, because this is really the important reset of healing. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We'll be right back after some important information. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. It's gorgeous outside. Let's go for a walk in a little while and enjoy the day and stretch it out and stimulate our body's parasympathetic recovery system. We're talking about 7 signs of stress, particularly as it relates to the world that we've been in recently and how it affects the body and why we start showing these considerations, if you will. We say, where do they come from? What happened to me? I don't know what's going on. I have 2 very wonderful people on the show with me today, Dr. Jerry Coward, Dr. Marquise Rivera, and we're going to have a great presentation this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, and they're going to tag team that presentation. We're going to be talking about the 7 signs of stress, how they manifest, but more importantly, what you can do about them. And all you need to do to register for that class is call the office, 703-698-7117. Alternatively, go online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. Rozellecare.com, and hit the button that says register here, and then we will reserve a seat for you. The office is extremely safe. We have a monster HEPA filter in the middle of our presentation areas. So everything is being filtered and every viral pattern is being killed. Actually, HEPA filter that we have kills 99% of all environmental viral patterns very rapidly. And we're, you know, scrubbing things down in a way that'll take your skin off. So feel free, come in. If you want a mask, you mask. We're very respectful of your sensitivities. So join us this Wednesday evening. And I promise you, this will be a presentation that you can learn about how to take care of yourself and make that happen in the way that nature and God meant it to happen. Dr. Rivera, Dr. Cowart, welcome back. Let's get back into talking about that parasympathetic system and why it fails to allow the body to reset itself, to heal itself, because we know that parasympathetic is the one that we begin to go into that repair process. And it doesn't do it if we're in a brain state called beta. It has to at least start dumbing down into an alpha state and then a theta state and then a delta state. And the lower that we get, the more repair process that we can get. What happens? What stops us from doing that? Why is it that people don't sleep? Why is it that, you know, they wake up in the middle of the night? You know, what's going on that is causing us to be so sick as a society?
Well, I think one of the main words that Dr. Rivera used before this last segment was the word bombard. The thing is that we're constantly being bombarded, and the body is really smart in that it will try to put together protective defensive mechanisms to keep the body going and going and going. But unfortunately, sometimes those protective defensive mechanisms can end up becoming a hindrance because they'll start to manifest in other problems. So when trying to protect from one thing, it'll end up producing another problem. And so that's one of the things that we see that makes it really hard for some people to get over some of these symptomatologies and get back to that parasympathetic state is because of the constant bombardment, almost kind of the self-sabotage, if you will, of just the go, go, go mentality, because they're not taking time to actually pay attention to those signs of stress and realize that, oh, wait, there is an issue. I do need to do something about it, because it's just a constant bombardment. It's almost like the final straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak.
Dr. Rivera, walk us through that parasympathetic repair system. You know, why is it that, you know, that people don't automatically go into the body saying, let me heal myself? What is it that we're doing from a structural, chemical, emotional platform that's causing that system not to do what nature intended to do? And then ultimately, as what I'm gleaning from either the presentation, is that that's why we get sick. And then I want to retouch on those seven signs of stress in a little bit, but why can't we heal? Why are we so susceptible? And that's what I'm getting from this, to all the symptoms. And disease processes are symptoms. The pathologies that show up are the end sequela, the result of apparently what we're talking about is seven signs of stress.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the primary things that tends to happen from this constant activity of stress and breakdown to the body is that our body innately, intelligently keeps up a certain way. Like, for example, if an active person is doing a marathon and, you know, they're getting into that Krebs cycle, oxygenation, electron transport chain, getting ATP energy and getting sugar out of the muscle and getting sugar via a hormone called glucagon, you know, because you need that ATP, that energy. But if you're, let's say, going in for days, you're going to reach fatigue. You're going to reach a state that your body can't keep up no more, right? And so that's what we're seeing, that through time, like, your body will always try to find homeostasis. But, like, if that homeostasis is kind of at the tip top of the hill, you've got to be at the bottom enjoying the grass and the water. Like, there's going to be a constant threshold electromagnetic frequency that's going on in the nervous system there. Therefore, it can't bring it down. It can't settle it down. And that's that sympathetic, parasympathetic system, because the parasympathetic is rest, digest. You have your vagal tone there as well. So, like, even doing breath work can really stimulate the vagal tone, therefore stimulate the parasympathetic, your rest, digest, right? But back to rest, how sleep is so important. And that's one of the seven signs of stress. If you're not sleeping adequately, we mentioned this before, you won't be able to heal. There are very important processes that happen during the nighttime, right? That are important for your mechanisms and your body, autonomic nervous system, to stimulate the parasympathetic.
Well, you have a feedback system with the nerve that you talked about. It's one of the nerves of the 12 cranial nerves. It's called the vagus, the wanderer, if you will.
Yeah.
And the reason that it's called that is because it touches every organ system in the body, no matter what. But it's not just one line direct. There's actually two pieces of that vagus nerve. And one is the parasympathetic. The other one is the sympathetic. The sympathetic is actually a small fraction of it. It is 20% of it. But a lot of people get stuck, if you will, in sympathetic overdrive. And that piece of the vagus is constantly working until the point that it's not allowing the parasympathetic piece to do the job it's supposed to be doing. There's a great book, Vasovagal Tone, that is one that's really eye-opening. But nevertheless, in that system, the parasympathetic controls the healing process. Dr. Cowart, when it comes to that system, what stops that vagus system from doing what it was designed to do automatically? How does it freeze, if you will, into a sympathetic pattern where it doesn't allow the parasympathetic to work?
So basically, it goes back to that bombardment. So whenever you're starting to have insult to your nervous system from any kind of structural platform, any kind of biochemical platform, any kind of neuroemotional platform, you'll start having misalignments in the spine and in the skull. All that will have an aberrant input into that nervous system and shutting down part of your cranial nerves. In this case, you're talking about vagus. when you're constantly having that insult to injury and you're not fixing that root cause to it, it basically shifts your neurology and it keeps shifting it to that sympathetic overdrive because it's trying to basically protect the mechanism for survival in a sense. It's not allowing it to get stuck or allowing it to revert back into the parasympathetic or having that chain or that harmony of going back and forth like your body's really intended to. That's the biggest issue is that constant bombardment that is from those three platforms that is just preventing your nervous system from being able to work as optimally as it needs to be able to flow back and forth like it needs.
You know, the interesting thing with vasovagal tone is you, as I alluded to and that you followed up on, is that if you freeze in sympathetic overdrive, you're constantly in fight flight. You're constantly running away from the tiger, the snake, the bear. You're always perceiving things as insulting the body structurally, chemically, emotionally. At that point, your body's in a protective mode and it can't settle down and it can't relax. So if we're eating things that we shouldn't be eating, if we're putting things into our body, my mantra, you know, sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, gluten products, GMOs, and so forth, the body is biochemically being irritated. If we're being exposed to electromagnetic frequencies, as we are in the metropolitan area that we live in, where we have microwaves and laptops and iPhones and Bluetooth, this and that in our cars, you know, we're never allowed a chance to really shut down. If we're in a place where our minds are constantly in, oh my God, the tiger is there, perceived or real, it doesn't make any difference. The body doesn't know the difference between an actual experience and one that we think about. We're in that constant state. And then we remember, there's a reactivation, if you will, that brings that back up on the screen. And until we quiet that down, the nervous system is the director. It's telling us, you still got a problem. We still have to protect you. You're going to get injured worse, instead of breathing, going, and then being able to heal. And when that happens, you know, interesting thing with patients that I've noticed over a period of many years, once you get them out of that sympathetic fight flight system, it's like they look at you and said, I thought this was going to make me better. Now all I want to do is sleep. I am so tired. Well, that's the body's way of healing. And if we ignore that, it can never heal. Dr. Rivera, you know, with the fight flight mechanism that won't shut off. Let's go back to the seven signs of stress and let's talk a little bit about that again, if you will, if you'd recap that for our listeners. We've mentioned in the first part of the program, everything from headaches and so forth. List those very quickly, if you would, so people understand what it is that we're really trying to get them to focus on. And then let's talk about how that nervous system affects those things.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, to recap every detail that we have mentioned and how the seven signs of stress can cause irregularity in our system, right? And it always comes back to that parasympathetic sympathetic. And when the parasympathetic nervous system is functioning properly, your digestive tract is effectively processing food. So you don't, in our office, we tend to see, you know, allergy sensitivities, which is one of the seven signs of stress. Your digestive system is working efficacy. So, and then when we see people with fatigue and tension and sleeping problems, those are kind of like that bombardment once again that we had mentioned, that it's kind of the state of your body can't fight off anymore, right? And so we're seeing this so much, especially this past year. And so tension and pain in the neck, shoulders tend to happen because you tend to lose your range of motion because your body is in that protective state. Your body, once again, is always trying to find homeostasis. It's always trying to protect the nervous system in an expense of other systems. So if your neck, shoulder is stiff, you know, there's an inhibition and the muscle inhibition somewhere else causing that muscle spasm and stiffness. And in our office, we do applied kinesiology and there's no need to, it's very easy manual muscle testing that we do in our office to see which muscles are not firing correctly, which muscles are inhibited, stimulate the Golgi tendon bodies in the tendons, stimulate the interfusal fibers in the muscle belly. That's all stimulating the nervous system, therefore helping you adapt to the seven signs of stress. So going back to which are the seven signs of stress, we have headaches, we have fatigue, tiredness, we have tension, pain in the neck, shoulder, low back, knees, extremities, could be anything, cranium, a lot of migraine headaches, sleeping problems. We tend to see a lot of irritability. You know, when we have muscle distortion, we tend to see an emotional component, right? For an athlete that's lifting weights, if they have a strong belief that they're going to lift those 400 pounds, best believe there's a psychological factor going on that they will lift those 500 pounds, right? So an emotional component is very important when it comes to your health, like your mental belief. And then we have digestive and allergies. So if you have any of these symptoms, you know, please be sure that in our office, our clinic will be able to help you, help your body. And therefore you keep your mind and body healthy, you can keep the people you love healthy as well. You got to be healthy first before you can take care of others.
I want to encourage our listeners, and obviously today they'll be able to watch this as well, is that this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax, you're going to have the opportunity to ask questions. If you're suffering from any of these things specifically, you'll be given some data of what you can do to take the next step to get out of the problem. We've gone through some really unfortunate times over the last 20 months in a way that our body's immunological responses have been constantly in overdrive. Listening to talking heads, I don't care which side of the platform you're listening to, whether you're listening to the right side or the left side. Unfortunately, we're not listening to both sides, and we don't have the discernment, if you will, to balance things out appropriately and draw the conclusions that are necessary. But, you know, we've been locked down. We don't get outside. There's all kinds of pieces of this puzzle that have not been shared with us. But this is an opportunity not only to find out what damage has been come about because of that, the seven signs of stress, if you will. You know, ask anybody, hey, listen, do you know stress kills? And they're going to say, yeah, of course. Well, have you had any stress within the last, you know, 20 months? And they look at you like, are you kidding me? Of course. You know, when we talk about young people today, that kids are committing suicide at higher rates. We're seeing all kinds of problems that just won't go away because they get back into the same environment and the body's being bombarded as a result of it. But join us this Wednesday evening. It's a program that's going to be fun. It's going to be interactive. You're going to have the ability and the opportunity to listen to two amazing minds. All you have to do is go to rosellecare.com, RoselleCare.com. And click the registration button or call the office, 703-698-7117. And we'll make sure that we reserve a seat for you and you're going to be safe. We're going to come back after a couple of very important messages, people who bring you Dr. Tom Rozelle live. And we're going to give you kind of an update of what you're going to listen to, learn, and take away from if you attend this Wednesday as our guest. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you across the country, you know the drill. You know how to find us. And make sure you tell your friends about us and our podcast. And that's Ageless Health with Dr. Tom Rozelle. And you'll be able to find that on RozelleRadio.com. You'll be able to go to the websites, and it's all there. Join us. I think that you're going to find the interviews that we have extremely fascinating and productive for the things that you want to do. Before I get back with Dr. Carr and Dr. Rivera, I've been ignoring our lines. And Ingrid, you're very patient. How can I help you?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, doctor. I have numb feet, and I've been to three doctors now. And I'm military connected, and so they gave me an EMG, and now they want to give me an MRI, but they won't tell me what's wrong with my feet. So I went to a civilian doctor, and he wants to give me a Doppler ultrasound and a prescription for gabapentin or something.
Well, that's craziness. So Ingrid,
somebody told me not to take that. Is that true?
Yes, it's very addictive. And it's one of the most addictive drugs out in the market, depending on the dosage. So here, let me give you some guidelines because we have a short segment. The nerves that go to the feet come from the low back. the blood supply that goes to the feet obviously starts further up as well. So you have to rule out either neurological pathway problems, or you have to rule out blood supply problems, or both. So there's, once you identify what the triggering mechanisms is, you can cure the problem. So you have to look at blood sugar regulation. Even if you're pre-diabetic, and I'm not saying that you are, that can cause that type of problem. If you have stenosis in the low back, it can cause that problem. If you have muscles that are not firing problem, it can cause that problem. But you know what? There's several effective ways of handling that. Dr. Cowart, this is right up your alley. There's a piece of equipment that we use in conjunction to acupuncture, low energy light laser, and nutrition that really has shown itself as cutting edge. Talk about that for just a short piece.
Yeah, so we have this unit in our office. It's basically a shockwave percussive machine, and it basically, in a short brief version of it, it produces literally thousands of small percussive shockwaves that can go and penetrate into the skin and different tissues pretty effectively, that we're able to see that has tremendous effect on musculoskeletal problems, fascial problems, and neurological components as well, and can go in and specifically stimulate certain nerve patterns. So if the issue that you're dealing with, Ingrid, that is neurologically based, then, you know, this shockwave unit may be very effective for the numbness in your feet.
And when you combine that with looking if there's an inflammatory component and dealing with that nutraceutically, meaning naturally, biochemically, when you look at that by adding low energy light laser to it, the results are quite significant. We've had great results in reversing these things. Ingrid, give us a call. We're happy to examine and see if it's something that can be done. If we can help you, we'll be able to help you. If we don't think that it's something that should be applied, we'll be able to tell you that as well. Dr. Rivera, this Wednesday evening, you and Dr. Cowart will be doing this presentation on the 7 signs of stress and structural chemical emotional platform. And, you know, hopefully our listeners will join us. What is that presentation going to look like?
Yes, so we're going to be tag teaming this Wednesday evening for our community. We're going to be talking about the triad of health, chemical, emotional, and structural components, how that can have an effect, and how the 7 signs of stress are interrelated to each one. And some strategies for you to do and what we can provide for you in order to reach your optimal state of health.
Yeah, we're going to definitely
Go ahead, Dr. Cowart.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that it's going to be, you know, very interactive. We're going to do a lot of show and tell and demoing. Yeah. I like to keep my lectures fun and energetic because I remember what it was like to sit in the lecture hall for many, many, many years. So I want to make sure people are getting up and being demoed and really being able to physically see, you know, what could be triggering some of these 7 signs of symptoms that they may be experiencing. If not some, then maybe all of them.
You know, ask yourself the question, if you're listening to and watching this program, have I suffered any stress recently? Have I had any problems, you know, with that fight flight mechanism and the tiger chasing me, either emotionally or in some cases physically? You know, have you been forced into doing things that your common sense would say maybe I shouldn't have done, and you're afraid what the future is going to look like? All of those things, until your body can go in a state of calm, are going to manifest themselves in problems. And those problems can be, as we've talked about, from headaches to digestive problems to neck and shoulder pain to heart fibrillation, and the system goes on and on. We're talking about your body's ability to reset, repair, restructure itself, and heal. This is going to give you the tools. It's going to give you the capacity to be able to shift those things around. Dr. Rivera, when you're dealing with patients relative to this structural chemical emotional platform, is it usually one piece, or is it multiple pieces of the puzzle, and you have to kind of, you know, pull the strands out to find out which is which?
Yeah, we tend to find the puzzle we have in front of us, which is the human body, and we break it down piece by piece, and we make it whole again. And we do that in our office with chiropractic treatment, stimulating the neuroactivity, proprioception of the muscle fibers, once again, with applied kinesiology, we tend to see what chemical imbalances they may have, providing them the right nutrients that are specific to their deficiency.
You know, it's an important situation that people have to understand. fixing the symptom of something by taking medication can make things much worse, simply because of the fact that you're suppressing the irritation, but the underlying cause, that structural injury, that biochemical imbalance, that emotional upset, if you will, continues to persist. If you don't fix that and then repair the systems, the nervous system and the blood terrain of the body, the removal of waste and toxins, the energetic platforms and movement of spinal fluid, if you will, in its ability to actually bring electrolytes to different parts of the body. If you don't deal with those things, the body progressively deteriorates and gets far worse than it could be expected to. And then all of a sudden you end up with all kinds of things. Symptoms include the presentation of tumors. Symptoms include the inability to feel. Symptoms include irregular heartbeats. Symptoms include, you know, digestive dysfunction and pain and so forth. It's an ongoing process. This is an opportunity for you to learn what you can do. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, and actually this is the final break. And remember one thing. We do this program for one reason. We love you. See you next week.